们大家请低头默祷。
Please bow and pray in silence.
我们奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天安息的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath worship.
我们请唱诗129首。
Let's sing hymn 129. Now we shall pray together to ask the Lord to guide our service this morning. So that we can be awakened in our spirituality and not be asleep. Let's pray together in one accord.
兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with our brothers and sisters.
感谢神看顾我们平安过一个星期，今天又是安息圣日。
We thank God for His watch over us that we have passed a week into the Sabbath day.
我们今天大家一起聚集来这里，聚会敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福。
As we gather here to worship Him together, may the Lord bless every one of us.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够灵性时常能够警醒。也能够知道我们所做的是什么。
May the Lord also help us so that we can be alert in our spirituality and know always what we are doing.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，你这沉睡的人啊，起来。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with everyone the topic, Arise, you who sleepers.
我们现在请翻开约拿书第一章。
Let's first turn to Jonah chapter 1.
约拿书第一章。
Jonah chapter 1.
第六节
Chapter 1, verse 6.
第一章第六节，请读。
Chapter 1, verse 6. So the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish.
这是当时候一条船的船主对约拿先知约拿所说的一句话。
This is something that the captain of a ship.Said to Jonah.
那我们最近在读圣经，我们读经进度在读约拿书。
Recently, we are reading the book of Jonah.
从昨天开始，我们今天应该是读第二章了。
Starting with yesterday, we should read chapter 2 today.
那约拿书这是一卷很有意思的书。
Jonah is a very interesting book.
因为它的故事，我们从小。小孩子的时候，我们都会听过，而且会觉得这个故事很精彩。
Because ever since young, we would have heard about the story in this book, and would also think that they are quite interesting.
不但读用读的，用唱的，都会唱到有关约拿的故事。
Perhaps not just reading the story, but even singing the story.
那所以约拿书虽然很简单，可是它在这里面。却蕴含了很重要的道理。
Even though Jonah is a simple book, there are a lot of meaningful teachings.
这是耶稣基督在传福音的时候，唯一直接引用旧约圣经的故事，就是约拿的故事。
This is the only story from the Old Testament that Jesus alluded to.
而且他所主耶稣所引用的，还是直接有关于他自己要怎么样为我们人类死，然后三天三夜像约拿在鱼肚腹一样，他在。他在地底下，他说为我们尝死味。
Moreover, Jesus even likened his death to that of Jonah being in the fish for 3 days.
当时候约拿的故事在那个时代是一个大神迹。
At the time of Jonah, what had happened was really a great miracle.
主耶稣直接应用他到他自己的身上，他的死亡，他为人类所做的牺牲，也要成为当时代一个很大的神迹。
Jesus also explained that what was to happen to him would be a great miracle of his time as well.
主耶稣提到，当时候尼尼微城人听到约拿的宣告，他们就醒悟了。
Jesus said that the people of Nineveh woke up when they heard the warning of Jonah.
但是主耶稣那个时代的人听到耶稣他所讲的这个天国的信息，要人悔改的这个警告，人却不当一回事。
But the people during Jesus' time did not really think much of Jesus' warning about the coming of the heavenly kingdom.
所以约拿的故事其实跟我们所信的福音真理有关系的。
So the story in Jonah is really related to our gospel.
约拿书里面所记载的人他们的恶达到神面前，其实也跟我们今天的时代很相似。
The wickedness of Jonah's time that reached God is really similar to the world today.
约拿书里面所描述的神，他看到人的改变之后，神后悔不将所说的灾降给人，也在说明神他的爱以及他对人的怜悯。
The effect or the result of the changes in the man of Jonah's time, really is speaking about the love of God.
那我们今天如果愿意从约拿书里面去看到。神的这个心，我们愿意回应神对我们的警告，我们人就可以存活，不是灭亡。
If we can see the heart of God in the book of Jonah and also repent likewise, then we would not perish.
所以约拿书虽然短短的四章，只有几节而已，很简单，但是我们要仔细的读，然后从中去思考我们所能够领受的神的信息。
There are only four chapters in this book, and not that many verses, but we should really read it carefully and reflect.
那约拿书一开头就说神的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿。
At the beginning of Jonah, it says the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai.
那约拿这个人他是历史上实际的一个当时候北国的先知。
Jonah was a real character, a prophet of the northern kingdom.
他所处的时代应该就是北国以色列国耶罗伯安第二当王的时候。
So he was the prophet during the time of Jeroboam the second.
约拿这个名字的意思就是鸽子的意思。
Jonah means dove.
所以他这个父亲给他取这个名字，其实意思就是说，他这个人本来就是很温驯的。
The reason why he was given that name by his father is that he was a very gentle person.
那他这个温良的个性，其实就是要能够成为神的使者。去传递神的信息，就像鸽子是一个使者一样。
His gentle nature is for him to be a messenger of God, just like how a dove is gentle.
但很可惜的，他这个本来应该是成为神的使者的人，最后却因为种种理由，他变成了一个沉睡的人。
But unfortunately, for someone who was to be a messenger of God, for various reasons, he became a sleeper.
那这样的一个这样的一种转变会不会发生在我们每个人的身上呢？
Would this kind of change happen to us?
我们今天在耶稣基督里面，我们都知道主告诉我们要驯良像鸽子，要灵巧像蛇。
Today we are told by the Lord Jesus that we need to be a shrewd like the snake, but we need to be gentle like the dove.
所以我们本来都是应该是一个驯良的人。
So we should really be someone who's gentle.
但是驯良的这个过程当中，或是我们习惯在这样的一个被神祝福的环境里，会不会变成一个沉睡的人呢？
But in this type of situation, would we become someone who's asleep?
我们会不会会很坚持自己的意见，而不会顺服神的信息？
Would we insist on our own way and not listen to the message of God?
这个约拿的转变要带给我们一些提醒。
And the changes in Jonah are to bring us these kind of reminders.
约拿他是先知在旧约圣经里面只有在列王记下的第十四章有提到。
Jonah was also recorded in 2 Kings chapter 14.
我们请看列王记下十四章。
2 Kings chapter 14.
列王记下十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 14.
十四章，请看二十五节。
Verse 25. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath Hepha.
这一段就很明显的说。先知约拿就是在耶罗波安当以色列王的时候，他成为神的仆人。
This passage explained clearly that Jonah was a prophet of God during the reign of Jeroboam the second.
当时候他就预言神要怎么样帮助他的百姓收回他们当时候所失落在亚兰人、亚述人的手中的土地。
He prophesied how God would help them to restore the territory that was lost.
那当时候，其实以色列国他们被外族欺负得很厉害。
At that time, Israel was greatly oppressed by the foreign nations.
从耶罗波安第二当王的年代看来，约拿做先知应该从公元前790年到750年之间。
From looking at the reign of Jeroboam the second,Jonah should have been a prophet from around 790 to 750 BC.
那跟约拿同一个时期做先知的，应该有像何西阿先知、阿摩斯先知、弥迦先知，大概都同一个时代。
His contemporaries were Hosea and Micah and Amos.
哦，那所以我们在读约拿书的时候，我们现在看到神他当时候 的关心的重点，其实不是只有在以色列百姓的身上。
When we look at his ministry, his focus was not only on the Israelites.
也就是说，神他是全地的神，万民的神。
In other words, God was really the God of all lands, of all people.
神其实并没有偏见的。
God actually was not partial.
神为什么会特别把很多福气给以色列百姓呢？
Why is it that God gave great blessings to the Israelites?
其实是因为以色列百姓他们要为了这个将来耶稣基督的来到预备了一条路线。
It is because through them, God had prepared for the coming of Jesus.
要借着这个选民来印证神是信实的神，因为神曾经这样子应许他们的祖先亚伯拉罕。
Through the chosen people, it is to confirm that God is a faithful God because of his promise to Abraham.
那其实在引用到让我们了解神他从创世以前就预定每一个人都要因着耶稣基督得救的这个路线要实现 会完成的。
It is to confirm what God has planned before the beginning of time will come to pass.
哦，所以凡是愿意相信耶稣的人都可以得救。
So all who are willing to come to believe in Christ will be saved.
他们都能够看到神的救恩。
They will all see the salvation of Christ.
他们都能够明白神给人的盼望。
They will all understand the hope that God has given men.
所以神其实是爱每一个人的。
So God actually loves everyone.
但是现在神的爱要让人明白，需要有人来传扬。
But the love of God needs to be preached through men.
哦，当时候约拿他被神选召做先知。
Jonah was chosen as a prophet of the time.
那时候其实以色列百姓他们所面对的敌人最强大就是亚述国。
The greatest enemy the Israelites had to face of the time are the Assyrians.
约拿其实被称作一个爱国的先知。
And Jonah was known as the prophet who loved his country very much.
他当时候其实很在意他自己的国家是不是能够达到神所应许给大卫那个国度的那个领土。
He really cared about whether his country would be like what God had promised David.
也就是说，他们的国家应该是很强盛的。
In other words, the country should be very strong.
可是现在事实就是，他们被敌人、敌人欺负啊。
But the reality of the time was that they were being oppressed.
可是这些人却是又是在他们的眼中看来是很恶的人。
And they were oppressed by those who they consider evil.
因为从约拿的眼光看来，这些 外族人他们不认识神，他们也不敬畏神。
From Jonah's perspective, these were the people who did not know nor fear God.
所以现在约拿他领受神的话，如果是对百姓有益处，他当然会讲。
So when Jonah received words that benefit his people, he would obviously and naturally speak them.
如果要复兴以色列国的荣耀，哇，他就很乐意的去宣告。
If it were for the revival of his kingdom, he would gladly proclaim the words.
但是现在约拿书里面的信息是神的话临到他。
But now the word of the Lord came to Jonah,
告诉他要往尼尼微去宣告神要拯救的信息。
Saying to him to go to Nineveh and proclaim the saving of the Lord.
因为神跟他说，你要往尼尼微去。向其中的居民呼喊说，因为你们的恶已经达到神面前了。
And God told him to say to them, your wickedness has come up before me.
神并没有要约拿去做什么特别的动作。
God did not tell Jonah to do specific actions.
神只是要他很单纯的去进到那里去，大声呼喊说，他们的恶神都看见，神都听见了。
He only told him to go into the great city and tell them that their wickedness has come up before God.
那接下来神要怎么做？神他自己会有方法。
And what God would do after that was really up to God.
可是现在就是要去跟当时候尼尼微城人说，神很生气，要让他们了解，哎，有神，然后神可能会。
What he was supposed to do is to tell the people of Nineveh that their sins are great and God may punish them.
但是圣经接下来记载说，约拿却他却起来啊，逃往他失去，要躲避神。
But the Bible recorded that Jonah arose to flee from the presence of the Lord.
他不愿意去宣告这个信息。
He was not willing to proclaim this message.
那其实当时候这个尼尼微人的恶是多恶呢？他们到底多坏呢？
So how great were the sins of the people of Nineveh?
光是从约拿书里面我们看不出来了。
Just from the book of Jonah alone, we cannot really tell.
因为接下去到第三章，我们就看到这些人全部都悔改，他们也没有在描述说他们到底做了什么坏事。
In chapter 3, it recorded that they repented, so we still could not see what they did wrong.
但是如果我们看那鸿书，我们就会看到了。
But if we read the book of Nahum, we would see.
我们现在看那鸿书第三章。
Let's read Nahum chapter 3.
在约拿书的后面，约拿书的后面弥迦书，然后接下去就是那鸿书。
Nahum follows Micah, which follows Jonah.
好，那鸿书第三章。
Nahum chapter 3.
好，请读第一节到第四节就好。
Verse 1 to verse 4.Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. Its victim never departs. 2. The noise of a whip and the noise of rattling wheels, of galloping horses, of clattering chariots. 3. Horsemen charge with bright sword and glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, countless corpses. They stumble over the corpses. 4. Because of the multitude of harlotries,of the seductive harlot, the mistress of sorceries, who sells nations through her harlotries and families through her sorceries.
好，你看这几节圣经呢，在说明当时候这个尼尼微城的人是多么的残忍啊。
These verses describe how cruel the people of Nineveh were.
里面是怎么样的不义，怎么样是充满抢夺、强暴的事。
And how wickedand how much of robbery they had committed.
那里面又有多少淫行邪术啊?
As well as how much harlotries they had committed.
那第四节特别讲里面呢，他们用很多的淫行诱惑列国，然后用邪术诱惑多族的人。
Verse 4 explained, because of the multitude of harlotries, and also because they sell the nations,through their sorceries.
其实就是说这些人在尼尼微城的人他们是拜假神，而且用这些邪术这些异教的风俗去影响列国。
In other words, they worship the false god and they also use these harlotries to affect the other nations.
所以因为当时亚述很强大，
Because Assyria was very powerful at the time.
他们到处去攻打别的国家。
They went and conquer countries after countries.
然后就把他们的信仰、他们的风俗带到那个地方去。
And they also brought the religion to affect those areas.
那所以这一段就要说明当时候这个尼尼微城到底是怎么在神面前的恶有多大。
And here it explained really how great their sins were before God.
你看一个社会如果不会拜真神的，它一定充满很多的邪术。很多的淫行，很多的强暴，不公义的事。
If a society does not really believe in God, you can see that there are a lot of harlotries, a lot of sorceries, a lot of violence.
那就所以这种社会，约拿他一定很清楚了。
This is the kind of society that Jonah was very well aware of.
现在神要他去跟这个大城里面的人说啊，给他们一个机会，让他们可以悔改，然后可以得到神的怜悯呢。
Now God wanted him to go into the city to tell these people what is going on and that a God may be merciful toward them.
因为当神的话临到他，约拿就知道神他要做什么。
When the word of God came to Jonah, he knew exactly what to do.
因为神的用意其实是要人改变的。
The intent of God was for men to change.
神通常在要刑罚人的时候，通常都会先派他的使者去宣告。
Before God punished anyone, he would send his messenger to preach the message.
我们从圣经看到神的作为通常都这样子。
We can see this is the work of God throughout.
不会在人不知道都不知道自己在做什么时候，神就处罚他。
He would not punish someone when that person is not even clear about what he's doing.
就好像今天，你看在法院里面要审判，他也要最后让这个要被控告人了解啊，他自己是罪在哪里，然后他承认他自己的罪。
Just like in the court today, before the judge made a judgment, he would make sure the victim or the guilty one understands what he did wrong.
所以要刑罚，如果都没有先告知他的错误，那就是不义。
If you punish somebody before that person understands his unrighteousness, then it is actually not right.
哦，所以其实约拿他知道神，他被神派要去传这个信息的时候，他就知道神其实就是要看这些人的改变，然后之后他们可能会因为这样得恩典的。
So Jonah knew that the reason God sent him is that God wanted to see if the people would change, and he may show mercy to them.
可是他现在却起来躲避神。
But now he arose and hid himself.
他躲避神，第三节特别说，他就跑到那个约帕去了。
And verse 3 especially mentioned he went to Tarshish.
跑到约帕啊
Joppa.
然后因为他准备要往他施去嘛。
Because he was preparing to go to Tarshish.
因为尼尼微城是在当时约拿所在地点的东边。
And Nineveh was really at the east of where he was.
然后他施在西边。
And he was on the west side.
那他施其实就是当时他们认为的地极
Tarshish was considered the end of the earth at the time
就是现在的西班牙
which is what we consider Spain today
那尼尼微城就是现在在伊拉克的境内的
and Nineveh is in the present day Iraq
那所以呢现在很明显的约拿特别跟神跑反方向了
So you can see that Jonah was intentionally going the opposite direction.
那结果他现在跑到约帕去的时候，就这么巧，就碰到一条船要开往他市去。
He went down to Joppa, and incidentally, he found a ship that was going to Tarshish.
他一定会觉得说，哇，这个实在是这个太美好了。你看，想要跑的时候就有船。
He must have felt that this is so wonderful because I'm trying to run, that there's such a ship that takes me to where I want.
以前那个时代，你说要什么时候要去那个地方，哪有那么方便？说你要去就有。
Back then, it was not really that convenient to go wherever you want.
所以那个船都要排时间，而且是一定是很久才有一班船往一个很远的地方去的。
The ship schedules were probably quite sparse, for you to go to a very specific place.
所以现在约拿去了，哇，刚好有这么机会，付了船价就上船去。
So, Jonah found the ship and.Pay the fare to go on it.
所以当他不愿意顺服神的时候，哎，他现在发现他的作为生活上也很顺利啊。
When he was not willing to heed what God wanted him to do, he still experienced a smoothness.
这告诉我们说，有时候我们如果发现一些什么事情很顺，在我们生活当中变得很顺的时候，其实要小心了。
This is telling us that when we feel that everything is smooth in our life, we need to be careful.
这不见得就是神的旨意的。
Because it does not necessarily mean that this is what God wants.
我们有时候很容易的用我现在所遇到的事情，如果很顺利，就是神的旨意这样的判断来判断神的旨意是不是在我们的身上。
We tend to use the judgment that if everything is going smooth, then this is God's will.
那有时候这样子会让我们真的在灵性上变沉睡的人了。
But Because of this, we may really become someone who had fallen asleep in our spirituality.
所以约拿他那个时候，他其实他的动机已经很明显了，他要躲避神。
The intent of Jonah was already very clear in that he was trying to run away from God.
可是你看他躲避神，他也很顺利啊。
But as he was escaping God, he seemed to encounter things very smoothly.
神并没有一开始就让他遇到挫折。
God did not let him encounter difficulty right away.
他如果一开始他就找不到船去了。
If from the start he could not find a ship,
所以可能约拿也没地方躲啊。
Then he would realize he had no place to hide.
但是神没有出手啊。
However, God did not put his hand on anything yet.
所以有时候我们人有我们的想法。
So sometimes, as human, we have our own thinking.
我们的想法有时候强到我们要跟神对抗。
And our thinking is so strong that we're trying to go against God.
明明我们知道神要我们做这个事。
When we know exactly what God wants us to do.
但是有时候我们就是不愿意顺服，我们想要做我们自己的，我们走自己的路。
But we're so unwilling that we would really want to just walk our own way.
那当我们要走自己路的时候，有时候也很顺呢。
And sometimes when we walk onto our way, it seems to go smoothly.
但这其实不是神的旨意的。
But this is really not God's will.
我们要非常的警醒去判断到底神所要我们走的路是什么。
We need to be very alert, very aware of the road that God wants us to walk on.
现在约拿顺利的到了船上去。
So now Jonah went into the ship.
第四节特别说。
Verse 4 especially mentioned.
神使海中起风浪。
The Lord God sent out a great wind on the sea.
海就狂风大作。
And there was a mighty tempest on the sea.
甚至船都要破坏。
So that the ship was about to be broken up.
所以这个时候水手他们就害怕。
At this point, the mariners were afraid.
每一个人都求告他们自己的神。
And every man cried out to his God.
他们用了很多的方法，你看，把货物都抛掉了。
They used a lot of methods to try to save themselves, including throwing out the cargo.
但是还是没有办法，他们这个风浪还不平息啊。
But the tempest was so strong that they could not do anything that would help.
这个时候特别说，约拿已经下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。
It says here that Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship and was fast asleep.
也就是说，当众人在这边忙碌的时候，约拿觉得这个是事不关己，他无所谓，反正他就是跑去睡觉。
When everyone was so busy trying to save their lives, Jonah felt that this had nothing to do with him, so he went to sleep.
其实从这个时候，当海里面起风浪的时候，约拿就已经知道神生气的。
Actually, when the great wind had started, Jonah already knew God was angered.
因为这个风是因他而起的。
This great wind started because of him.
他要躲避神，他躲不了。
He was trying to escape from God, but he could not do so.
可是，他这个时候就是心很硬了。
However, he was very stubborn in his heart.
他现在在这种风浪当中，他可以睡得着。
In this kind of tempest, he was still able to fall asleep.
这个不是要说他这个心里很平安。
This is not saying that he was very peaceful in his heart.
我们一定听过彼得被抓去关在监牢的时候，他发生的事情。
We must have remember what happened to Peter when he was imprisoned.
使徒行传第十二章特别描述这个彼得被下在监里面，隔一天准备就要被提出去，要被审判，可能就被砍头。
In Acts chapter 12, it explained that Peter was in prison, and on the next day.He could be brought to be beheaded.
但是圣经特别描述说，彼得呢，他睡在兵丁当中，睡得很熟。
But the Bible also explained that Peter slept among the soldiers very deeply.
彼得他是一点没有惧怕的。
He really was without fear.
他心里面很平静。
His heart was peaceful.
因为他心里面有主的平安。
Because he had the peace of the Lord in him.
因为他知道主给他的工作。主如果觉得他的工作完成，要把他带走，他都没有恐惧。
And he knew that the work that the Lord had entrusted him to do, if the Lord deemed was complete, he would just bring him away.
因为彼得他是完全顺服神旨意的人。
Because Peter was somebody who really followed the will of the Lord.
但是现在你在看约拿。
But now when we look at Jonah,
他也可以睡得很好啊。
He also slept very well.
他在这个风浪当中还可以睡得着。如果今天我们在座哪几个人能够在这种大风浪当中，船都快要沉下去，我们睡得着的。
Which of us can really fall asleep in such a situation today?
应该，我想应该可能有，但是我可能不认识的。
There might be some, maybe someone that I don't know.
在我们当中应该可能没有了。
But among the ones that I know here, probably not.
因为我们如果身体有一个毛病，生一个什么病，我们就紧张的要命了。
Usually, when we have even just a very small illness, we become very nervous.
我们就想到说啊，如果怎么样，可能就怎么样，我们想到就睡不着了。
We often think about if this, then that, then we cannot even fall asleep.
何况说现在就马上临到眼前，风浪这么大，等一下船可能就翻了。
Much more so, we are talking about a tempest that can turn the ship over at any time.
所以在这种情况下，谁能睡得着呢？
In this kind of situation, who can fall asleep?
但是约拿就可以。
Jonah was able to.
我们就看到什么叫做沉睡的人。
So we can see what it means for somebody to be a deep sleeper.
沉睡是因为他的心很硬。
To be deeply asleep means that his heart was asleep.
所以沉睡是因为一个人他不愿意顺服神。
A person is fallen into deep sleep because he's not willing to obey God.
那你看约拿他这个时候沉睡，约拿并不是一个不认识神的人呢。
Now Jonah was not somebody who did not know God.
他其实对神有很多知识的。
In fact, he was very knowledgeable about God.
他其实是被神选中要去传信息的人。
And he was chosen by God to be the messenger.
他事实上是跟神的关系也很亲近的人。
He was somebody who was close to God.
但是最后他成为一个心很硬的沉睡的人。
But at the end, he became a very hard-hearted sleeper.
这告诉我们什么道理？
What is this telling us?
今天我们可能对神很认识，今天我们可能领受圣灵了。
Today we may know God very well. We may have received the Holy Spirit.
我们今天可能读圣经也对神有一定程度的认识。
We may read the Bible a lot and know about God to a great degree.
我们也知道神的心意。
We may know the will of God.
但是我们可能像约拿一样。
But it is possible that we're like Jonah.
我们硬心到我们成为一个沉睡的人。
We're so stubborn that we become a sleeper.
沉睡到即使危险临到了，我们都不觉得无所谓。
A deep sleeper to the point that we're not even aware of great danger.
也就是说，我们存心要跟神对抗到底啊。
In other words, we are trying to go against God until the end.
这个时候的约拿，他看起来是不怕死的。
At this point, Jonah was not afraid of dying.
这个时候，可能约拿他本身有对神，他可以可能了解。
Perhaps Jonah also understood God.
如果反正他想说死就死了。
And thinking that if he were to die, then so be it.
但是神就是不让他死。
But God did not allow him to die.
可是这个时候，神先要让他被显露出来。
And God actually wanted him to be awakened first.
当时候船上的人没有人知道约拿心里在想什么。
At that point, nobody on the ship knew what Jonah was thinking.
也没有人知道约拿到底是何方神圣。
And no one knew who Jonah was.
但是神就是要让约拿他被在众人面前把他的事讲出来。
But this were to be made known or made manifest to the people.
首先是这个船主发现这个人。
At first, it was the captain who noticed him.
他第一个反应就是说：“你这个人你怎么搞的？你怎么是一个沉睡的人呢？”
His first reaction is.What's wrong with you? Why are you sleeping?
你为什么不起来求告你的神?
Why don't you wake up and call on your God?
他说或者神如果顾念我们的话，我们就不会灭亡了。
And perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish.
因为你看，当一个人他愿意懂得求告神的时候，
You can see that when a person is willing to call unto God,
他说神就可能会顾念人了。
Then God may consider men.
然后如果神顾念我们，我们就存活，就得恩典。
When God considers us, then we may be saved or we may receive blessing.
这个船主他应该不是认识神的人呢，认识这位真神的人。
This captain was probably someone who did not know this true God.
但是他很自然的从他拜神的观念里面，他知道这个神应该是这样子。
But very naturally, he knew that God would be such a God.
也就是说，神一定会看人的心。
In other words, that God would actually look at the heart of man.
神如果顾念人，人就得救了。
And if God were to consider man, then man would be saved.
然后，好，接下来就是船上的这个众人也发现了约拿了。
What follows is that the rest of the people on the ship noticed Jonah.
因为他们现在撤迁，就抽出了约拿来。
Because they cast lots, and it was Jonah who was chosen.
好，大家就说，你告诉我们你是哪里来的？你是怎么一回事？
So they said to him, "Tell us, where do you come from, and what have you done?"
为什么今天这个灾祸临到我们是因为你的缘故
？And for what cause is this trouble upon us?
因为他们相信抽签抽出来那个人就是神的旨意的人。
They believe that whoever the lot fell onto would be the person responsible for this.
那所以这个就是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
要让约拿在众人面前显露出来。
For Jonah to be manifested before everyone.
你看我们今天呢，我们要很小心呢。
Today we need to be careful.
我们心里面想什么，神都知道的。
Whatever we think or heart, God knows.
我们在暗地里面所做的事情，最后一定在众人面前被显露出来的。
Whatever we do in darkness will be made known in light.
我们心里面任何的不义，在神面前所任何的失意，神都知道。
Whatever unrighteousness or selfishness we have in our heart, God knows.
我们有时候即使在暗地里面所讲的一些话，神都说。我要把它在众人面前，让众人都听到、哦。
Even the things that we think in darkness will be made known.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第十章，请看第二十六节。
Chapter 10, verse 26.
二十六节，二十七节。
Verse 26 to 27. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops.
好，这里主耶稣告诉门徒啊，他说不要怕来逼迫你们的人呢。
Here Jesus told his disciples to not fear those who persecute them.
也不用害怕魔鬼。
And that they need not to be afraid of Satan.
他说掩盖的事情没有不露出来的，掩藏的事没有不被人知道的。
For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known.
因为当时候，其实有一些人在跟随耶稣，可是他们的心是不正的。
At the time, there were some who followed Jesus, but without the right heart.
有的人他是有其他的目的，来跟从耶稣。
Some follow Christ for other reasons.
但主耶稣说，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
But Jesus said, there is nothing covered that will not be revealed.
哦，所以在暗中所说的话，最后都会被露出来。
So even the things that are said in dark, will be revealed.
所以我们要小心，我们说什么，我们在想什么。
So we need to be really careful about what we think about and what we say.
神让约拿在众人面前，他现在只好承认。
So now God made Jonah confess before everyone.
约拿先自我介绍他是谁。
First, he introduced who he was.
是希伯来人。
He was a Hebrew.
我是敬畏神。
He said, I fear the Lord.
这位神是创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
And this Lord is the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
约拿他很大声地宣告他是敬畏神的人。
Jonah proclaimed loudly he was a God-fearing person.
但是他的作为却是敢去躲避神，违抗神。
But his deed was one that went against God and hid himself from God.
所以你看，今天一个人如果沉睡的，是变成沉睡的人。
So you can see for a person who had fallen asleep.
他口中是宣告说他是敬畏神。
His words will say that he fears God.
但实际的作为却是跟神的旨意对抗。
But his deed will show that he is against God's will.
虽然知道这个神是天地的创造主宰。
Even though he knew that this is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
那就说明说人到底有多顽梗。
This is saying how stubborn men can be.
所以一个人如果沉睡以后啊。
So for a person who had fallen into deep sleep.
他所做的跟他所认知的不会配合在一起。
What he does and what he knows would not match.
照理说，他如果真的认敬畏神，这位神是创造天海，在天上的神，创造一切的神。
For him to know that this is the God who created everything in heaven and earth.
那人怎么能够躲避神呢
？Why would it be possible for a man to escape this God?
跑去哪里藏起来？神看不到。
Where could he go that God cannot find him?
哦，所以厄巴底亚书说，你跑到天上去，在星宿大窝，神都把你拉下来。
Obadiah said that even when you go up into the heaven, into the skies, you will be brought down.
诗篇一百三十九篇，请读。
In Psalm, let's read 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
第四节。
Verse 4. 4. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
我们心里面意念，我们在做的每一个动作，神都知道的。
God knows everything that is really in heart.
哦，我们的话还没有讲出来，神都清清楚楚。
Before we even speak a word, God already knew it.
那谁能够去躲避神
？Who can escape God?
这件事情，约拿他知道的。
Jonah knew this.
可是他就故意不要顺服神。
But he intentionally went against God.
他虽然在众人面前这样子宣告
，Even though he proclaimed this way before everyone，
他刚好自打嘴巴
，But he was actually really hitting his own mouth，
因为他所信的跟他所行的不一致的
，Because he was not consistent in what he believed in and in what he did。
所以船上的人听到约拿这样讲之后，他们就大大惧怕
When the people on the ship heard what Jonah said, they were greatly afraid.
为什么这些人是会害怕？
Why would they be in such fear?
因为他们的害怕是知道这位创造沧海瀚地的神他生气了。
They were afraid because they knew that the God who created everything was angered.
他如果真的是天地的神，现在海中起风浪，除非神的怒气消了，否则没救了。
If he were this God who created everything, unless his anger subsided, there's no way this tempest would go away.
因为他们对约拿说，他说你做的是什么事呢？
They said to Jonah, "What have you done?"
你怎么会想要去躲避神呢？
Why would you try to escape from God?
神叫你去尼尼微城去讲这个话，也没有很困难呢。
God asked you to preach this warning in Nineveh. Is it really that difficult?
虽然路途比较远，
even though it may be far,
但是其实神要他做的工作其实是很简单的。
But what God wanted him to do was really quite easy.
他就是要当作神的口去宣扬这个信息而已。
He was only to be the mouth of God to preach the warning.
但是约拿叫他却不要。
But Jonah did not want to do so.
所以他们即使从这些水手，他们都觉得说，你做的是什么事？
So even the mariners felt that, what have you done?
那接下来他们就说，好，那现在风浪因你而起，那我们要向你怎么做呢？
So now they were saying to him, this tempest really started because of you. What shall we do now?
第十一节说，我们当向你怎么样行，可以使海浪平静。
Verse 11 reads, what shall we do to you that the sea may become for us?
这个话是因为海浪越发翻腾。
For the sea was growing more tempestuous.
约拿他很清楚神生气。
Jonah knew very well that God was angry.
所以他也知道，如果他留在船上，他们这条船绝对没有平安。
He knew that if he continued to stay on the ship, the ship would not be in one piece.
这个时候，他实在神面前就是一个罪人。
He was a sinner before God at this
point. 因为他违抗神。
Because he went against God.
因为在他的心里面，他不觉得说神的这个恩典应该临到。给那些尼尼微城的人。
In his heart, he didn't think that the mercy of God should come to the people of Nineveh.
所以这个沉睡的人约拿
，for this deep sleeper Jonah，
他心里面有一个很重的偏见。
There was a great bias in his heart.
偏见就是这些人他不配得神的恩典。
And the bias is that these people are not worthy of God's grace.
哇，尼尼微城这么恶，他们拜这么多偶像。
Nineveh is so wicked. They worship so many idols.
他们还来欺负我们这个神的选民的国度。
They even come to oppress us, the chosen people of God.
神啊，你为什么要救他们？
So God, why would you want to save them?
他们理应当要灭亡的。
They should perish.
所以约拿他没有办法克服他自己本身这个偏见的。
So Jonah was not able to overcome his own bias.
这个就是一个人沉睡的一开头的原因。
This is the reason the why a person began to be asleep.
他的偏见让他敢去跟神对抗。
His own bias would make him go against.
因为他还不了解神的心。
He does not understand the heart of God.
所以其实有时候我们在神的家里面在做工啊。
So sometimes when we work in the house of God,
我们在教会里面服侍神呢。
When we serve God in His church,
不见得我们知道神的心意啊。
We may not really know the heart of God.
我们可能神要给我们做的工作是很简单的。
The work that God has asked us to do may be simple.
但是或者是我们自己本身，我们有那个能力去执行神给我们的工作。
Or perhaps we have the skill set to do the work from God.
但是我们不见得能够知道了解神他真正。
But it may not mean that we know the heart of God.
我们有时候就很专心的去看到这个事情本身。
That's when we focus on the things themselves.
但是忽略了神的心。
But ignore the heart of God.
当时候约拿他不认为要把这个信息传给这尼尼微城的人。
Jonah did not feel that the message needed to be preached to Nineveh.
所以你看他这样的一个偏见让他。变成沉睡了。
This personal bias of his made him asleep.
那他也知道，他现在在神面前其实是一个罪人。
He also knew at this point that he was a sinner before God.
因为有时候我们要很小心。
Sometimes we really need to be careful.
有时候神的这些工人就是神的家圣工发展的最大的阻碍。
The workers of God can be the greatest obstacle in the growth
of the church.
Sometimes the problems in the church started from the full-time ministers.
那这本来是应该是神的工人的。
But these are the workers of God.
但最后成为罪人。
But at the end, they became sinners.
成为一个沉睡的人。
They became sleepers.
这是一个很大的讽刺。
This is really a great irony.
约拿书就在告诉我们这样一个要小心的重点。
Jonah is telling us this is a very important thing we need to be aware of.
今天如果我们对人有偏见,
Today, if we're biased,
其实这就在神面前就是罪,
then we actually have sinned before God.
那这个偏见有时候是我们用外貌去判断的。
Sometimes this bias stems from our external judgment of people.
有时候是因为人的背景。
Sometimes it's because of the background of people.
我们在读约翰福音的时候，我们发现当时的 法利赛人这些祭司长，他们在判断耶稣的时候，就是因耶稣的那个背景来判断他这个人。
In the book of John, you can see that the Pharisees and the chief priests judged Jesus using his background.
我们今天有时候判断人也是用外貌的。Sometimes
that's what we do today too.
但是我们如果这样做就是犯罪的。But
when we do so, we actually have sinned.
我们看雅各书第二章。Let's
turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第二章请看第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
第十节。
Verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
你看这里特别说，他说，你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪了。
It says here, if you receive the faith, you have commit sin, and you have, and are convicted by the law.
所以这个为按外貌待人呢，这个有一个偏见，这在神面前是一个不义。To
receive the faith means we show partiality, and this is really unrighteousness before God.
神的律法要我们完全。
The law of God is for us to be perfect.
要我们能够去学习神的心。
It is for us to learn the heart of God.
所以你看当时候约拿，他那个主见很强。
So you can see how strong-willed Jonah was.
他不愿意顺服神。
He was not willing to submit to God.
他接下去他对抗神。
And later on, he even went against God.
他在神面前成为一个罪人。
He became a sinner before him.
当这个罪人在这个船上的时候，
As a sinner on the ship,
船这个风浪越来越大。
The tempest would not stop.
所以约拿他知道。
So Jonah knew.
他需要被丢到海里面去。
He had to be thrown into the sea.
所以第一章的第十二节，他就跟水手们说：“把我抬起来，抛在海中，海就平静了。”
In chapter 1, verse 12, he said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will become calm for you."
因为我知道你们遭遇这大风浪是因为我的缘故。
For I know that this great tempest is because of me.
但是 你看当时候这些人他们就下不了手。
You can see that the people did not dare to do so.
他们一想尽办法想要稳住船，也要救约拿。
They kept trying to stabilize the ship and also save Jonah at the same time.
可是海浪越发翻腾了。But
they could not do so, and the sea continued to grow more tempestuous.
所以呢，到最后呢，他们不得已了。At
the end, they did not have any other way.
他们只好先跟神悔改。
But to repent to God,
我们把这个人丢下去实在是不得已的。
And saying to him, we really don't have any other way but to throw this man into the sea.
因为这个人说要把他丢下去啊。Because
this is what this man says.
如果按照他们自己的想法，他们绝对不会这样做。According
to how they would have normally done things, they would not have done so.
所以他们求告神以后，只好就把约拿丢进去了。So
after they prayed to the Lord, they threw him in.
丢下去之后，他说，狂风。 海的狂浪就平息了。
After he was thrown in, the sea ceased from its raging.
这些人就大大的敬畏神。
Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly.
向神献祭又喜愿。
And offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows.
你看，这件事情让我们发现说，这条船里面如果有一个罪人，他就不会平安。
This incident made us realize that if there were a sinner in the ship, there would not be peace.
如果把罪除掉了。
When the sin is removed,
那个风浪就平静了。Then
the sea would grow calm.
所以同样道理啊。So
the same way,
今天我们的教会啊,
in the church today,
如果有罪,
If there is sin,
我们就会看到起风浪。
We will see tempest.
就狂风大浪。
We will see great storms.
但是反过来，当我们愿意把这个罪除掉。
But on the other hand, if we're willing to remove the sin,
海浪就平静。
Then the sea will become calm.
所以这个风浪是因为罪开始的。
So tempest started because of sin.
所以今天如果我们在生活当中，我们的家庭、我们的教会碰到风浪了。
Today, when we encounter tempests in our family or in our church,
我们要怎么办呢?
What shall we do?
我们要去反省我们自己。
We need to reflect.
你看，约拿，他其实他也知道他自己是这个风浪的源头了。
We can see that Jonah knew he was the reason for the tempest.
因为风浪是因他起来的。
And it started really because of him.
他知道他要离开这条船。
And he knew that if he were to depart from the ship.
所以今天如果我们把罪除了,
So today, when we remove sin,
有时候我们要顺服神的旨意的,
And sometimes we need to really submit to the will of God.
因为把约拿丢下去这件事情在他们看来就是谋杀。
When they were throwing Jonah into the sea, it was really like murdering him.
丢下去就是死了。
Because after he was thrown in, he would surely die.
做不下去的。
That's why they could not do so.
但是其实这个就是神的旨意。
But this is the will of God.
他们顺服神的旨意这样做以后。
When they submitted to the will of God and did so.
约拿被丢下去他也没有死。
Jonah did not die.
圣经说神就安排一条大鱼把他吞进去了。
The Bible said that God arranged for a great fish to swallow him.
所以其实人如果顺服神以后。
So when men submit to God,
有时候我们所担心的事情也不会发生呢。
The things that we worry about would not come to pass.
因为神自有安排。
Because God has His own will.
这个安排是他们在船上人看不到的。
This is something that the people on the ship would never see.
所以你看，今天我们在教会里面，我们的家庭里面，我们一定要把罪除干净。
So today we really must remove the sins in our family and in the church.
要勇敢地顺服神的旨意，按照神的方法。
We need to be brave to submit to God and to go according to His way.
有时候我们有很多顾虑。
Sometimes we worry too much.
其实如果我们真的敬畏神，顺服神。
But if we truly believe in God and submit to Him,
我们所顾虑的事情，神会安排的。
Our worries will be taken care of by God.
我们就能够经历神的这个伟大的作为。
We would be able to experience the great work of God.
这个神迹让所有人大大的敬畏神。
This miracle allowed everyone to be fearful of God.
啊，所以我们从第一章里面看到，这个沉睡的人呢，你要起来。
From chapter 1, we can see that the sleeper must awake.
我们今天是不是一个沉睡的人?
Today, are we a sleeper?
在我们的心里面，我们有没有偏见?
Do we have personal bias in our heart?
我们会不会认为说神的恩典不会给什么人?
Do we feel that the grace of God would not come to such and such kind of people?
这样的人，他怎么配得了得神的救恩呢?
Or how would this kind of people be worthy of God's grace?
其实神的心是宽广的。
But the heart of God is very big.
我们人的眼光，我们人的想法，往往都是非常狭隘的。
Our perspective, our mindset are usually very narrow.
让我们来亲近神的心。
Let us draw near to the heart of God.
我们就不会沉睡。
So that we would not become sleepers.
我们如果愿意能够顺服神的旨意。
If we are willing to submit to the will of God.
神告诉我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。
And wherever He tells us to go, we go.
神叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever He tells us to do, we do.
其实神要我们做的事情，往往都是很简单的。
And actually, what God wants us to do is usually very simple.
他并不需要我们用自己的什么想法去创造什么样的很特殊的花样。
He does not need us to think of new ways to become very elaborate.
人只要照着神的话去说去做就对。
We just need to follow what He wants us to say and do.
其实顺服神是很简单的事。
So it's actually very easy to submit.
也很轻松呢。
It is very light.
所以如果我们顺服神，我们就不会成为沉睡的人。
If we submit to God, we would not become sleepers.
我们如果真的敬畏神
，If we truly fear God,
我们将我们所对神的认识，我们的对神的知识。
If we think about the knowledge we have toward God,
我们能够把它应用在我们的实际的作为里
，and really apply them to our lives,
让我们的信心跟行为能够配合起来
，so that our faith and our deed can really be as one.
我们必然不会成为沉睡的
，then we will not become sleepers.
我们一定会了解啊，原来神 他是这个创造天地的这个主宰独一的真神。
We will come to recognize that He is the God who created the heavens and the earth, and He is the ruler of all.
我们应当敬畏他。
We must fear Him.
如果我们是一个罪的产生风浪的那个缘故了。
If we are the cause of sin, for the tempest,
我们一定要醒悟。
We must become awake.
那要把这个罪除掉。
We must remove the sin.
我们才能够重新得到平安。
Then we shall be able to renew with strength.
所以愿以上的信息能够提醒我们能够再次醒悟起来，不要成为沉睡的人。
May this message help us to become awake and not be asleep.
都能够成为神忠心的仆人，一起来传扬主耶稣基督的救恩。
May we all become good and faithful servant of the Lord and preach His gospel to the end.
我们唱诗392首。
Let's sing hymn 392.